Well, I was diagnosed with kidney cancer just after the birth of my little boy G in 2010. It was a bit of a shock because I'm so young and I just had a baby as well.
And how did you discover that you had this cancer?
It was actually discovered accidentally. My body just hadn't settled down after I had my little boy. So the doctor sent me for a scan actually to look at my womb, but the radiologist found the tumour in my kidney, unfortunately.
And you said that you came home and you started looking on the internet. What sort of things did you find and how did it make you feel?
Well, it's really scary. It's probably the worst thing you can do is to sort of self-diagnose and self-prognosis on the internet, because everybody's different. But obviously, it talked a lot about staging of the cancer, and it was a minefield. There was a lot of information that I didn't understand, so it was a really, really scary time.
And what was the treatment given to you?
Immediately, 2 weeks later after my diagnosis, after various CT scans and ultrasounds, I was booked in to have my kidney removed. It's called a nephrectomy, a radical nephrectomy.
And then you went on a clinical trial.
And then I was offered, because my cancer had been very aggressive, I met the criteria to go on a clinical trial based at the Beatson. And it's a 3-year trial, which I've now completed.
And were you a bit wary about doing that trial?
Oh, I was really scared to start the trial because the Beatson had explained the side effects, which were not very pleasant, and also the fact that I was intentionally poisoning my body after being so ill. Yeah, it was a big step, and I had to really consider it before I agreed to go on it. But I'm glad I did.
And when did you get the all clear?
I basically had the all clear since I had the kidney removed. They took away all the cancer with the kidney. And every 3 months I was being scanned. So every 3 months I would get the all clear. And now I'm being scanned every 6 months. So I had a scan at the end of July and it was clear. So at the moment I'm clear and it's great.
So what did this spur you on to do?
Well, after being diagnosed with cancer, I was a bit shell-shocked and actually really, really angry as well, because I just had this new baby and I was supposed to be starting a new chapter in my life. So my sister and I decided we both needed to focus on something, and we'd read on the internet information about kidney cancer and how little few options patients actually have. So we thought we would start to raise money for kidney cancer patients and their families in terms of research for kidney cancer.
So this is the 3rd year that you've had this ball, and tell us what we can expect from it.
Oh, it's going to be a sensational night. It's a casino themed night and it's going to be great fun. We've got amazing auction prizes and raffle prizes, and we're hopefully going to raise a lot of money for the Scottish Collaboration for Renal Cancer Research through Edinburgh University. It's a great cause. They have very limited funding, and I'm hoping on the night we're going to raise a lot of money by having good fun.
How can people get involved?
We need volunteers for the evening, just to help our green goddesses collect money for raffle tickets and just guide people, our guests, through the night. So anyone could help would be more than appreciated.
And your businesses can help out, can't they?
Yeah, businesses can help out too. We never say no to auction prizes or raffle prizes for the night. This is how we are going to be raising money for this cause.
What message would you give to somebody that was thinking that they were going to donate to a charity and didn't know who to donate to? What would you say?
Well, I'd say that we're your cream of Ayrshire. We won an award in October and we were nominated by the people of Ayrshire as the best local charity. We're a small charity. We rely solely on volunteers and the generosity of the Ayrshire people, and we just need your support because we are a small local charity. There's a few common symptoms you can have: blood in your urine, maybe a sore side kind of in the location of the kidney, fatigue. I think you can get cold and hot cold sweats at night sweats. But to be honest, kidney cancer is quite often there are no symptoms. They can be passed off as something else. Like myself, I had no symptoms at all. I was accidentally, or incidentally rather, diagnosed.